UNICEF is gravely disturbed by a new wave of aggression and hostilities against humanitarian aid work in Somalia, which is putting lives of Somali children and women at great risk and further compounding their extreme and already protracted suffering by hampering their access to crucial life-saving services. We spoke to UNICEF Somalia Communications Officer Denise Shepherd-Johnson, who revealed the disturbing reality of child mortality rates in the Horn of Africa nation.
Well, at present, one child in every 10 dies before the age of one, and one child in every 7 doesn't make it to the age of 5. Fundamentally, in a country that has been in conflict for the past 18 years, there are a lack of social services. Only 71% of people have no access to safe water. 72% of children are out of school. So there are also high levels of illiteracy. In addition, the conflict. And coming as a result of conflict, there's displacement, there are seasonal droughts and floods. And then because of poverty, that has also been compounded by the financial crisis and the threat to remittances, which many families rely on, rising food and fuel prices. Twice a year, we go out to communities to reach the children with these life-saving interventions. This is some things that people in developed countries take for granted: immunization against measles, diphtheria, whooping cough, tetanus, polio, to give out water purification tablets, to make sure children are dewormed. What we're aiming to do is to make sure that we can prevent a problem before it arises.